Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Whoa! Bummer! Wow! Hello and welcome to the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. It's Thursday. It's the last game of the series. They won't play another one of this series after this one, so if you're enjoying it, I mean, soak it in, because this is the last one of the series, and there's not going to be another one. I don't know how else to break it to you. If you're really enjoying it, this is the last game. And Jake's here.
Jim?
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to echo all of your sentiments on the final game of the series.
Thank you.
I'm in agreement on that.
That's what it is.
Everyone watching live, Zach, everyone in the office today, and the moms.
Can you tell everyone what we're doing on the pregame show today?
Today's pregame show, we have something special planned for you guys. We're going to talk about the lineups. We're going to talk about what we're watching for. We will discuss the pitching path to victory. We will do the homer draft. We think we'll do the over-under before premonitions. Both of us have done follies on that. We'll do some premonitions. And then Zach is going to talk about a time he was scared.
Yes.
Stay tuned.
I just yawned myself into kind of lightheadedness. So
if you faint, that's not part of the pregame show.
Well, it would become part of it.
It would then become part of the pregame show. You have to do it every pregame show.
Uh-huh.
Different ways to make you faint.
Yeah.
Can we get a faint guy in the office? I feel like that's what we're missing.
I mean, how is BBD not a faint guy?
It's a great question. Everyone's wondering it.
Or Prizman. Those are my two faint guy candidates.
Do you think BBD had a phase in high school where he fainted a few times?
I actually don't.
Okay.
I don't.
I'd like to get someone that's scared of a physical thing, and every time they see it, we faint, and we have.
Dude, you're the faint guy. You're probably the only one that's fainted more than once.
When did I faint?
I thought you used to have fainting spells.
Never.
Seizures?
Okay, that's fucked up. That's fucked up.
What was it? I thought you had fainting spells.
I had a seizure because I hit my head. Dude.
Okay. Saw the future, huh? That's why you're so good at the premonitions.
Sheesh. Jim, you want to talk about today's Liza?
The King of France is having a fish. It's a deep cut Boy Meets World reference.
Everyone got it.
Yeah, okay. DJ LeMay is leading off playing first base. Aaron Judge batting second playing right field. Gleyber Torres in the three-hole at short. Stanton batting cleanup, DHing. Gary Sanchez gets slid up to the five hole. It was Urshela and then Sanchez behind him. It is now Gary in the five hole catching, Urshela behind him. So a little adjustment there, sliding Gary up. Gardner in the seven hole playing center field. Andujar gets slid down. I don't know if I love that, to the eight hole. And Wade gets the start in the nine hole playing second base. I actually like that Wade starting. Odor doesn't do anything. Gittens has the homer, but as soon as Voit comes back, he is going back to AAA for Gittens. And so why not just give Wade a start against Zoik, a minor leaguer, and see if he can get some hits and have some fun on the base paths. I don't mind that at all. How do you feel about this lineup?
I like it, James. You know, I've been on the Wade train for a while, besides the doppelganger stuff. You know, he played kind of a solid brand of baseball when everyone else was playing a terrible brand of baseball. So, yeah, and it's a good time to get him the start because, let's be honest, it is the Yankees won a series on the road. So we know sometimes these third games, they'll let it get away from them. Like, there will be a chance we go King to Nestor today. But I like giving Tyler Wade a start. You know what you're going to get. You're going to get good defense, and if he gets on the bases, he's going to be an absolute menace. So fine with him getting the start over Odor and Gittens. And kind of love the lineup. You're right. I mean, Andujar going down feels odd, but Gary goes up, and holy smokes, Jim, does he deserve it? You missed it, but he had a pinch hit homer last night. Huge.
Is it my internet or your internet? It's I didn't hear world. A thing you said.
You didn't catch any of it? I was hot.
It was just no noise for me.
Noise.
Besides, you like Wade, and it is the third day of the series. But for the majority of that, I didn't hear a thing.
Okay. Yeah.
Just utter silence on my end.
I like the lineup.
Nice.
No jokes.
Me too. Zach, did you hear any jokes? Looked like Zach left too.
We heard Jake on this end.
Nice. Did he say anything good?
Sure.
Confirmed. What do you mean? Zach, who's in the room with you?
If you had to guess. Uh-oh. No, I think Jimmy's disappeared. Jake, are you alive?
Yeah.
I think Jimmy's internet is bad.
I can hear.
Okay.
Control to Major Jom. What's your what to watch for, Jim?
King, he kind of needs to like get through the first, like he needs to like give a start. He is our fifth starter right now. Davey's not doing well. I don't think there's plans on Davey really coming up. Kluber isn't coming back for a month. Seve's not coming back for at least a month on both those guys. Tyone seems to not – he's got his own stuff. We don't really have starters. And if King was to go out there and give us somewhat of a dud or – can't even make it through four innings or, you know what I mean? Like more of an opener or bolt guy, then the starting rotation is just, it's Cole, Monty, Herman. And we have three starters. So it would be not, I don't need a masterpiece. He did have six, one hit, no runs innings against the Blue Jays earlier in the year. When he had the best relief appearance ever. So he has faced one notch past good where you're like, not going to celebrate that, but it's a start. I just need that out of Kinger.
Yeah. We're one. Like if King has a bad day, he's a big topic on the podcast tonight. Because then it's, are we looking into options like opener and Nestor? Does King need an opener? Is he an opener? So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of eyes on Kinger today. Obviously, last game of the set makes sense when we starting pitcher. It's going to be really interesting to see how big of a talking point is Mike King after tonight. Because you're right, we put all of our attention towards center field. If Kinger has a bad night tonight, it's going to be what center fielder and starting pitcher can we get at the trade deadline? And, again, with $4 million, you're not going to like what you get.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like I said, like I don't need a clap. I just need a shrug. Like, just be like, oh, it was a start.
Blue
Jays. Goes and repeats the six innings pitch. That'd be good.
That'd be huge. That would be a nice little exhale. I like that, Jim. I mean, circle Gary for me. I mean, it's Gary season. He's hot to trot. We've been on it. if he has another big game tonight, he's like national level hot. And hey, you know, when we sad boy Yanks a couple days ago and we talked about how do the Yankees turn around, we almost didn't mention Gary because Gary and Higgy had been like, okay, they hadn't been a problem. Gary Sanchez looking like a good Gary Sanchez, that would be, you know, if the Yankees needed a five-step program to look good again, like one of those things could be Gary Sanchez being good Gary Sanchez. So he's already hot. If he has another one, it's like national news level hot. So all Gary.
All Gary all the time. I like that they moved him up in the lineup. I do appreciate that.
Reward players.
For sure, dude. You know, Zoik, I did a radio show, a Toronto radio show. They have me on. They're pretty funny guys. And at the time, I had no idea who was pitching for the Blue Jays. You couldn't find it anywhere. So I said, like, hey, who's pitching for you guys? And they were like, it's Zoik. He was bad. Good. The bullpen is a problem. And now, you know, with a winning record on the line, they got Zoik coming up for him.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we've seen Zoik an odd amount. I think he's the Blue Jays starter that, like, for a while he made half of his starts against the Yankees. I'm interested to see. Yeah, that's – I said it yesterday and I was wrong because I thought they were going to knock Stripling around. But, you know, the Blue Jays, they were feeling pretty good. They just rolled over the Sox. They had a big hitting day. And now the Yankees, like, exploited their bullpen. They had a nice two come from behind wins. And, like, if they just have a horrible pitching effort, like, Blue Jay fans are going to be having a tough time. So I'm obviously rooting for that as a Yankee fan. Stripling was great yesterday, minus El Gary. But, yeah, let's knock around Zoik. Let's make another team feel bad. Wasn't that a goal before?
Let's do it. What about the bullpen? You think this is King to Nestor, pitching path to victory?
The chance, right?
Sessa, Nestor. Lipke still hasn't pitched in forever.
Lint Licker. Who's Lipke out? Lipke
should get some innings today, right?
Is Chappie the only one that's out?
Yeah, because Cole went 8.
So, Loaisiga closer or Britton closer?
Britton. It would be Britton, then it would be Chad, then it would be Laza.
Haven't they used Laza on more save attempts than Chad this year?
I have no idea. Laza got save attempts? He's got one. It was a 2-inning save, though, right?
I think he had one inning. I think when Chappie was out, I could
he's
be.
Got, yeah, yeah, he's got 2 saves. You're right. But I don't think that was a prop. I think Chad was.
Oh.
That's what it was. Am I fully gone? You don't have me at all?
We lost you for a little bit there.
I think Chad was also not available in those save attempts.
Okay. So, full bullpen minus Chappie, so that makes me more optimistic than I thought.
Yeah, I wonder if they use it. I mean, they have 4 coming up at home against Oakland, but we asked Cole to go. I asked Cole to give us 7, and he gave us 8.
It's huge. And, I mean, Monday's an off day, I believe. So, like, they're – yeah, that's a huge start by Gareth.
Monday's an off day. I guess so many off days.
Off day month, bro.
So pitching path to victory is wide open. They have it's not no Chapman, but other than that, it's. I mean, you got Chad, Laza, and Britton, so you're good. Should be good.
Maybe ugly up the whole game. Like, King goes twice. Nestor does a two-inning job. And then the Yankees can kind of go with respectable bullpen offenses. That might be a good flex on the Blue Jays.
Yeah. I don't know why my internet's not working. I have, like, I'm in this tiny shed, and I have, like a router and a for just the shed.
Wirecast hates your interstate.
Yeah, like my upload and download speeds in here are crazy high, because it's like, imagine taking a ice fishing hut and putting Wi-Fi just in there. Like, that's how small it is.
Maybe it's too fast for Wirecast.
Maybe. I don't know. I hate this shed. It's a depression machine, so...
Homer
draft. It's the Homer draft.
Beep, 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 beep,
beep. You should have taken Gary yesterday.
That was tough. Jack Curry with the Nostradamus. You see that?
What'd he say?
They've realized that we're great at what we do, so they've started copying our pregame show prediction. So he predicted a Gary pinch hit homer.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so they were calling him Nostradamus. Nobody put toilet before it, which I thought was weird.
That is odd. I also told you to take Gary in the homer draft yesterday, so.
Jimmy, why would I take one when I could take two today? You know I have to take the Gary Andujar team. We have rules here, so my picks are already out.
Yeah, and it's a good job by you. I'm actually pretty excited. I strategically saved Judge. I didn't want to use Judge and San. I saved Judge because... I didn't know who they were throwing in game three. And now it's Zoik, and Judge has great numbers versus Zoik. Aaron Judge versus Zoik. He's got three hits, and two of them are home runs in eight at-bats. He's also got a double. So I'm excited that I have Judge for game three, and I get to take Judge today. And then I got to take someone else, which means I have to go look at the lineup because my brain turns off.
Wade.
I do not want Wade.
You took Gio.
I can't. Oh, can I take it's DJ or Glaber? Oh, you know what, dude? Fuck it. I will take Brett Gardner.
Mm.
I am feeling frisky, and I yeah. Yeah.
Love it.
Taking the guard dog.
Judge and Guardy. I mean, that's what it's all about.
That's what friends are for good times and bad times. I'll be by your side forevermore.
Mark sucked.
Song makes me cry sometimes. What is the over-under? I'm going to guess it's 9.
Ooh, Zoik and King. They might go to
9.5. Yeah, I'm gonna guess
maybe 10.
I'll stay at 9.5, but it could be. I wouldn't be shocked if it's 10.
I'll throw a greedy 10 out because I do it for the people.
Do it for the people. Do it for the people.
Zach.
Holy smokes! What happened yesterday? We both got it wrong.
Yeah, we both thought they were going to hit Stripling. They did not.
Oh, I got to put your picks in so we don't forget. Andujar, Shelton, and I took Judge and Gardner. Dude, I think I'm going to go under. That's pretty high.
10.5. That's a big number, huh? Let's get crazy. Let's go over. I'll believe. Big runs both
over-
ways.
Over could hit. The over could hit.
9.5 Yanks.
I don't know, man. Like, with the bullpen deployable, everyone but Chappie. I don't think they'd do it, though. I still think you'd see Nestor before you saw those guys because they've already won the series. But I'd really hope they would, man, because they stink. They have to win. How many? What do they have to go? 18-5 till the All-Star break?
They are down to 14-9.
What? It was 19-5 yesterday, I thought.
Nope. It started at 16-9, 25 games. You remember that number.
16.
They've won two. 2 minus 16 is 14. 14-9 to the All-Star break.
I'm changing it.
Okay.
15-8.
You have your number.
Oh, I just changed it.
Yeah.
So my number would actually be 13-10 right now.
You do whatever you want with your number. I've been pretty firm with my number, so we're down to 14-9 to the All-Star break.
Well, so when they win their next 14 games, you're going to want them to go 0-9?
No, I said it's a minimum ask, Jim. Very basic stuff here.
You got to put the pedal down. Just because you
we
got
don't
to
do a lot of advanced stuff.
Once they get to second gear, you got to pressure them to get to third.
I love gears.
Is that true?
I appreciate them. I wouldn't say I love them. There's got to be some good gear video on the internet, no?
Yeah. Zach's a gearhead. Psych.
Zach, could you fix something on a car?
Something easy. Yeah. Sure.
Like if the CD was skipping?
Oh, yeah. That's easy.
Or what's easy?
Like fixing a CD.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good tape deck.
Yeah.
An aux cord.
How do you not get it, Jake?
Yeah. I'm so lost.
Yeah.
I feel like we skipped a bunch of stuff. We did everything already?
Premos.
What was your premonition yesterday?
I had Stripling out early. I really believed in it, and I was very wrong.
They what was mine?
Ropes.
What was mine?
Yours was... I don't know. Do you remember?
I'm trying real hard to remember. You did the burn.
Is that a fly?
Yeah, there's a fly in here.
Zach's got a big fly in his office.
Huge fly in the office right now.
Yeah, I got a fly in here. Yeah. There were a couple flies. I had to kill them. It's like that episode of Breaking Bad. What was my premo yesterday, man? I'm pissed. Mad, I can't remember it.
I'm
gonna start writing these down.
I wrote down Jake's but didn't write down yours for some reason. I don't know why.
There's been days you haven't given promos.
It's heartbreaking, Zach.
I didn't want to say it, but I felt bad. Yeah.
My premonition for tonight, let me close my eyes. Let me look at the lineup again.
Okay.
Oh, my premonition yesterday was that there was going to be a really bad error or base running mistake, but it came at a point of the game that no one cared.
Yes.
Didn't happen.
It's okay. It's
maybe Chapman's throw home. What the fuck?
The tough part of the show.
It is a tough part of the show. I think we get a triple from a non-speedster today.
It's a good one.
You know, a little like line drive that the outfielder dives, it goes past him, and with like a triple from a non-speedster. It could be for the Blue Jays too. I don't know. I just maybe a triple from a non-speedster today.
So I don't see this.
Well, then I guess it's not a premonition because it's kind of the main thing.
It's something.
Yawn fucking machine.
So Gary homers.
Over the fence?
Over the fence, out of the park. And Garrett Cole, like, goes to that little side robot camera and, like, shows it how much he's celebrating.
Oh, okay.
Like, facetiously.
Did you see the clip when they asked him about it?
Cole's presser last night was fantastic.
But did you watch the whole thing?
I saw what was out there. I don't know what you mean by that anymore necessarily.
Well, when he said, like, you know, when Gary hit that home run, I had to lock in, and so he's getting ahead of it a little. But I thought he was getting ahead of it, but then I don't think he realized, because they asked him, so the camera was on you. It looked like you were upset. Was that you just locking in? Rourke clipped it, but he cut out the funniest part, because Cole goes, yeah. And then he goes silent and his eyes just play ping pong in his skull. He's like, wait. It looks to me like he's thinking, like, people think I'm, are they saying it's upset because of Higgy? Like, he's calculating, like, did the public think right. I was mad that Gary homered because of the, it's really funny. I wanted to do a Curb Your Enthusiasm music, just like his eyes, just like, but I didn't because I was tired.
He was so animated in the presser yesterday. Funny guy.
Yeah, Adler making him laugh. That's funny.
It was funny.
Okay. Whoa, my dude, I'm getting dizzy spells. Has my internet been good the second half of the show?
Yes.
Second half has been good.
What did you do, Zach? What'd you change that you were sabotaging me first now. Half?
BBD is in here.
BBD got a lollipop.
BBD got a lollipop. So that changes a lot of things. Yeah.
We get any answers on if BBD is a fainter?
Hang on.
If I faint?
Kind of sounds like.
Never fainted.
Jimmy, I think you might be the faint guy.
We said paint.
Never painted.
I've never fainted. I'd love to faint.
Only
I've
fingers. Never
you said for painting. Getting lightheaded. I'm nervous.
Yeah, I've been lightheaded a good amount, but I've never fainted.
That you remember.
Yeah, no. I'm stable.
No.
Don't get
lightheaded
either.
No, unless I was younger. I know I've never fainted. I'd love to, man. It'd be cool to be like, have your body take over. I'm always in control. I'd love to not be in control once and just see what happens.
I went on a field trip in third grade to, we went to the mines, and a girl in my grade fainted, and that's when I found out, like, fainting was real.
Yeah, I mean, choir in middle school, those bright lights on you. Someone fainted top row and dominoed down, like, on the person in front of them and then in front of them, and I was like, fuck, man.
We went to the
mines. He's a Pennsylvania kid, Jake.
I know.
He goes to the mines.
That's what
I'm not a Pennsylvania kid.
I was.
Well, you just said we went to the mines.
Well, that's the mines... I actually don't know where I think they were in New York, but New Jersey.
I mean, it could be a New York mine, but that's a Pennsylvania kid sentence.
No, do you want to hear the Pennsylvania kid thing? Because I can give you that.
Yeah, Zach's your Pennsylvania kid.
That was the field trip that everyone went on, was you went to the coal mine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ours wasn't a coal mine.
Yeah.
What was your mine?
I have no idea. We got to collect some minerals. It was fun. I still have the box somewhere. Box of rocks.
Who's the second voice?
That's just Sam.
Sam's in the room too?
This is Sam. Talking.
We'll see everyone later for the recap.
You going to the office, Jake?
I was going to, like, shower and go.
Are you going in for first pitch?
All
right. Probably. I got to record stats that exist, and I'll go. All right, thanks for tuning in, everyone.
Nice to meet you one day.
Bye.
Talking Yanks, pregame show.
Pregame show.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.